Blog Talk Radio.
Come before you in praise, worship, and adoration. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to give me life, to give me forgiveness, to give me a place in your family. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide me and empower in my daily life and ministry. Heavenly Father, open my eyes that I may see your greatness, that I may see your majesty, that I may see your victory on my behalf. I place myself now under the cross of Jesus Christ and cover myself with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I surround myself with the light of Jesus Christ and say in the name of Jesus Christ that nothing shall interfere with the Lord's work being accomplished in my life and ministry. I put on God's armor to resist the devil's tactic. I stand my ground with truth buckled around my waist and integrity for a breastplate. I call the shield of faith to put out the burning arrows of the evil one. I accept salvation from God to be my helmet and to receive the word of God from the Spirit to use as a sword. Heavenly Father, please show me any way that Satan has a hold on my life. I let go all of those ways now. Any territory I have handed over to Satan, I now reclaim and place under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bind all spirits of the air, fire, water, ground, underground, and netherworld. I bind all forces of evil and claim the blood of Jesus Christ on the air, the atmosphere, the water, the ground, and their fruits around us, the underground and the netherworld. In the name of Jesus Christ, I seal this room and this ministry and all members of my family, relatives, associates, and close friends, and all sources of supply in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I forbid every spirit from any source from harming me in any way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject the seductive lure of evil in all its forms and refuse to let sin have dominion over me or my ministry. I reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises. Heavenly Father, I ask forgiveness for myself, my friends, my relatives, and ancestors for calling upon powers that set themselves in opposition to Jesus Christ. Amen.
Worthy.
And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them. and provoked the Lord to anger, and they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the Industries Absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. You can visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now support food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of media. From our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they are free. Our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Once again, all donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501c3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Chapter 7, verses 3 and 4 says, And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only. And he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only.
Christ our Lord.
Amen. Our lesson in a series, Biblical Prophetic Principles, and tonight's segment will be the Queen of Heaven, Ashtoreth's influence in the world. We see this spirit's dominating force throughout modern culture worldwide. One key characteristic of this spirit's plague upon our society is seen in our obsession to stay young and sexually appealing. There are innumerable products on the market and more being developed that are aimed at the customer who wants to stay young and fight the aging process at all costs. Aging is a part of the life process of humanity, and it is a distinguishing feature of the season of maturity in one's latter years. However, the effect that aging has on the body, indeed the old process itself, is aided and seamed by those of the beauty industry. They hope you feel the same way, because from their standpoint, if you buy into it, your money and vanity are the very things that will increase their already bulging wallets. But besides feeding the beauty industry's profit margin, there is something unnatural with having a youth-obsessed mentality, and it goes back to the principality Ashtoreth. The scripture says in Psalm 90, verse 10, "The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away." First of all, beloved, if we stay alive long enough, we do not stay young. If a person fulfills all of their 70 or more years by reason of strength, 80 years, they are referred to as senior citizens and no longer called young people. So unless a person is going to end their natural lives at the sign of their first gray hair, aging is a process we all must come to terms with. What's wrong with trying to stay young? Some might ask. There's a difference between one taking reasonable care of their bodies so that it functions properly and serves them well, and someone who sees aging as an abnormal process that leads to death and should be fought with every fiber of their being. This mindset has so permeated our thinking that we feel embarrassed to tell our true age and even feel insulted when asked, thinking our age is a judgment against us. Unless we are one of those who don't look their age or look good for their age, then we don't mind as much because it gets us compliments. When the beauty industry wants to sell an anti-aging or anti-aging product, it uses the terms restorative, revitalize, regenerate, repair. This gives the impression that a product can somewhat or somehow turn back time and revive the youth that is disappearing with years. They try to sell us on the belief that we can experience a rebirth of the youth and vitality we had when we actually were younger. It is an ancient Phoenician belief that Ashtoreth, under one of her several cultural identities names, had the ability to restore to life or be the revitalizing force that brings life. This is according to a biblical archaeology whose website is www.bib-arc.org. And the Dictionary of Ancient Deities and Encyclopedia on the Google search engine. Instead of a transformed life in Jesus Christ, this principality promises the citizens of this worldly system an artificial transformation of the outer human shell, a resurrection of the outer man, in hopes of achieving a pseudo-immortality outside of Jesus Christ. As people chase their youth, the hopes of outsmarting death, they forget that death does not forget how whole they truly are. The scripture says in Psalm 90 verse 12, "So teach us the number of our days, that we may apply our arts unto wisdom." The merchandising of human flesh. Ashtoreth also uses the beauty and entertainment industry to promote and sell sexuality and sensuality to the public. That means every segment of society, young, old, male, female, heterosexual, homosexual, the single and the married is targeted. The world calls this love, animal attraction, etc. God calls it licentious, lascivious, and unclean. The results are fornication, adultery, and every unclean, unlawful act, as it stirs the senses and inflames the passions and imagination. The obsession with sensuality and its pleasures is emphasized in the merchandising and sales of most of our products. From the grocery store to the drugstore, the partially clad seductive model or actor promotes products to first our eyes, or feast our eyes, then our ears. Bath and body products, clothing, perfumes, cars, commercials, as well as alcohol and cigarette ads, are among the most notorious offenders when it comes to exploitative advertising. Vacation destinations, including gambling resorts, are promoted by highlighting the lascivious behavior and entertainment that goes on there. This fuels other business, namely prostitution and pornography industry. These serves as a modern-day parallel to the ancient groves of idol worship to this principality, where temple prostitution and orgies were practiced to honor Ashtoreth. A grove was a wooden image or idol, often pornographic in intent. It could be a wooden figure that expressed some part of the human anatomy, meant to highlight its sexual and procreative purpose. Child pornography, child molestation, abuse, abortion, child abandonment, sexual slavery and trafficking are some of the more notorious behaviors and industries that prey or prey upon innocent victims and thrive because of this pervasive evil. Volumes could be written on the loathsome content and fearsome impact that television, movies, and the music industry are having on the human psyche. These media venues, pumping visual and audio sewage into the minds of the viewer who dares to watch and listen. Asterisk's influential message of immortality and corruption is being heard loudly and clearly. There are seducing spirits that promote Asterisk's agenda of sexuality. They create the desire to do as Asterisk suggests in the unprotected imaginations of their hosts. These hosts are the human vessel that succumb to their influence as they are mentally and emotionally manipulated and oppressed. One example would be the classic thought sown into the mind. You are lonely and need somebody. You deserve to be happy too. Or let loose just this one time. You can go back to your regular life tomorrow. Nobody has to know. And take a chance on love. It might work out this time. All our lies from the pit and open doors that one may never, outside of Christ, fully recover. How did Asterisk get into the church? Historically, we can look back many centuries to the time when Emperor Constantine the First, who ruled the western parts of Europe, and his co-emperor Licinius, who ruled the eastern parts of Europe, instituted the Edict of Milan between 311 AD and 313 AD. This edict was a document that allowed for religious tolerance of Christianity and its practices throughout the realm of the emperor's dominion. Christianity was no longer an illegal practice, and the lands and prosperity and the property taken from Christians were returned without penalty. At first glance, this appears to be a wonderful miracle of liberation for the Christians. But there would be hidden dangers that would soon surface. Constantine the First, in an effort to have a government over a cohesive group of people, also united the pagan, heathen, Christian, and other religious sects under his domain into one mingled religion and named himself the Pope. The first religious leader over this new religion. Therefore, it gave him an absolute power over them, both as religious and political leader. He mingled with the polytheism, the serving of many gods or idols, of the pagans with the monotheism of the Christians, the worship of the one true God, and made God the head over all these minor gods and called them saints. The worship of the Queen of Heaven, known to the Romans as Juno, the mother of the gods, because Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. He called this mingled institution the Catholic Church. The word Catholic in the Greek, meaning whole or universal, that is Catholicos, meaning whole or universal. The word itself is not bad or evil and can describe any group that in its entirety is held together by certain common traits. However, in this case, it is dangerous because Constantine is saying that the Catholic or universal church includes all religions and belief systems. The Lord does not see this mingling of the profane and the holy as his chaste bride. He sees it as a religious great whore. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. For Constantine first did just as the spirit of the Antichrist is doing in our day through the ecumenical movements, uniting all belief systems together under the guise of peaceful coexistence and religious tolerance. He is putting them all in the same religious stream, saying, we all serve the same God anyway. We just have different names and styles of religious worship. After which, he will cause them all to ultimately serve and worship him as he proclaims himself man's Messiah. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5 says, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Beloved, the religious community that is mingling of Christianity and idolatry is a religious harlot. It is called Babylon the Great because much of the world's religious idolatry after the flood can be traced back to the early historical roots of ancient Babylon. The worship of the Queen of Heaven, the mother-child cult as seen in the worship of Semiramis and Tammuz, which the Israelites were judged for worshiping in the book of Ezekiel chapter 8. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committed here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary, but turn ye yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in. And behold the wicked abomination that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. In the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense upon. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imaginary? For they say, The Lord said, Seed us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. And he said also unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abomination than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah, that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal the fury. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 6 through 18. Beloved, because God scattered the people of the Tower of Babel, or Babel if you will, all over the world, the worship of Semiramis and Tammuz evolved and took on other cultural names such as Ashtoreth and Baal, Aphrodite and Eros, Venus and Cupid, the little wing flying creatures that looks like a baby cherub with an arch-tipped tower in his hand. This winged figure is the symbol and poster child of Valentine's Day. We all have seen the pictures or statue of the Madonna and child, which is supposed to be Mary holding baby Jesus. Unfortunately, this is just another rendering of the mother goddess, mother child, or queen of heaven cult. King Ahab opens a door to idolatry. 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 30 and 33 says, And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took a wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger, and all the kings of Israel that were before him. Beloved, Ahab, the king of Israel, the appointed servant over God's people, marries Jezebel, a Zidonian princess and priestess for the principalities, Ashtoreth and Baal. Ahab marries this Canaanite woman as part of a political and commercial alliance with her father, who is himself a priest of Baal. This alliance gives Israel military help and opportunity to trade with the Canaanites. They, in return, are given Israel's military help and egress in and through Israel for trade and commercial opportunities. Though this seems to give Israel business and commercial networking opportunities, it puts them on the wrong side of God's favor. For profit, Ahab has embraced the god of the Zidonians and committed to honor him with his allegiance. In short, he sold out to Baal for a buck. Now we should be able to better understand that it was Ahab's covetous heart for pleasure and gain that allowed him to condone Jezebel setting up Naboth so that by his death, Ahab would take away his vineyard. He had already sold out God and Israel for the opportunity to trade with the Canaanites. And why? He allowed Jezebel the freedom to proselytize Israel for Baal and Ashtoreth, making the country a religious harlot in God's eyes, which is why God punished Israel a 3-year-long famine and sent Elijah to cry out against them. He showed Ahab by punishing the country with famine and lack that Baal is no provider and cannot produce what God himself does not give. Beloved, today, God's servants open the doors to Ashtoreth. Today, Ashtoreth comes in the church through similar avenues. Sometimes this principality enters in through the pastors or Christian leaders because of their ignorance of spiritual things. Other times, the leader marries ideas, programs, and other organizations that act as conduits for the agendas of the Jezebels, who are the human vessel for Ashtoreth. This principality may exert a direct influence upon the leader to adapt teachings or methods that are pleasing to the soul and flesh of the congregation. In return, he or she gets more people, becomes more popular, and prestige because they appear to be contemporary with the times we live in, and able to feel the pulse of the people. Or by accepting the ministries of Ashtoreth, Jezebels, its prophets and prophetess, and allowing them to teach or make suggestions or serve in some area of authority or influence in the church or ministry. Beloved, heeding their words and how to grow, function, or run a church carnally, soulishly, willfully, religiously, ritualistically, but not by the Holy Spirit and unadulterated word of God. Ashtoreth also comes when the church is used as a place of merchandise where we traffic goods and services for personal profits. Beloved, we would like to take this opportunity once again to encourage you to tune in to us every Sunday and Wednesdays for the continuation of biblical prophetic principles. We will take a short break and come right back.
I heard about his groaning.
Continue on the spiritual journey. Our lesson for tonight was Biblical Prophetic Principles, Controlled Spirit, the Queen of Heaven. I pray that it was a blessing to you and you had gained clarity from any misunderstanding that you might have had. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. You could also visit our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis, and then you can go in to listen to the past shows that we have had, which are archived at this time. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith.
Someone across the street that I know who it is. But they don't live here
chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Beloved, tonight I ask you to reflect on your lives. And if you're heavy laden and you're tired of sin, I ask you to join me in prayer and to receive Jesus Christ to take up your cross and to follow him. I also want to remind you that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. But if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And tonight I encourage you to join me in prayer.
Just
scripture says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I encourage you tonight to join me on this spiritual journey. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now, I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you and I bless you, Lord. Beloved, if you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Almond, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And in your local communities, you could find a church for fellowship, a church that preaches the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God bless you tonight. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls.
Thank you.
Father, your word says that you're able to keep us from falling. I pray, therefore, by the power and the might of your Spirit, that you would keep us from falling into the snare and trap of temptation and sin. I pray for those who are weak in their faith and weak in their walk in Jesus Christ. I confess, according to your word, that they are made strong and be strengthened in you, O Lord, and in power of your might, through Christ Jesus, O Lord. Amen. Join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. God bless you and good night as we continue on this spiritual journey.